Hello and welcome to the podcast edition of Ron Kaplan's Baseball Bookshelf, your source for news, reviews, previews, and interviews with authors and artists about baseball books, music, film, pretty much anything you can fit on a bookshelf. And that's the slogan, if it fits on a bookshelf, it fits here. In honor of Women's History Month, I wanted to pay tribute to that demographic of fans and athletes, and could think of no one better than Barbara Gregorich to weigh in on the topic. Gregorich is the author of Women at Play, The Story of Women in Baseball, which, by the way, is included in 501 Baseball Books Fans Must Read Before They Die. She is also the author of the novel She's on First, and the young adult book Jack and Larry, Jack Graney and Larry, the Cleveland Baseball Dog. We spoke about the past, present, and future of women and the national pastime.
Barbara Gregorich, welcome to the Baseball Bookshelf.
Thank you, Ron.
So we often hear the cliche about fathers playing catch with sons. But prior to the current generation, where a lot of girls now play softball and baseball, it seems there's a difference when it comes to daughters' introduction to the game.
I'm not quite sure what you're saying. Different from fathers and sons?
Well, I mean, because the fathers will take the sons out and actually play baseball with them, whereas they might not, you know, a couple of generations ago, they wouldn't have done that with daughters.
Oh, and they do much more so now, yes. And I think that part of that is comes from former major leaguers and minor leaguers who have daughters who play, who teach their daughters to play ball.
There have been a fair amount of memoirs written by women. I'm thinking particularly of Doris Kearns Goodwin's Wait Till Next Year, and more recently, Judy Lynn Johnson's Watching the Game, where they discuss how they came to the game and the enjoyment they took sitting with their dads who went over the games with them, taught them how to keep scorebooks and things like that. But there have also been depictions of women as fans since the beginning of the game. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, the song. You have Katie Casey, or depending on the version, Nellie Kelly, who were rabid fans, and that was the basis of a Frank Sinatra vehicle back in the day. So the relationship between women and baseball is a concept that dates back quite a bit.
Absolutely. And I think that Jean R. Dell, in her book Breaking Into Baseball, Women and the National Pastime, does a wonderful job of going as far back as she could into organized Major League Baseball and showing how women were there from the beginning as fans.
And then, of course, Penny Marshall's movie League of Their Own brought to light a segment of baseball that I think was way underrepresented prior to that.
Yes, yes. Penny Marshall and the League of Their Own just did wonders for women in baseball. There's a great book on the league written by a woman who was a bat girl for, of all teams, the Rockford Peaches, the very one depicted in the movie. I think the book is still in print. I know that it came out a year after my book, Women at Play, came out, so that means it came out in 94, right after the movie. And I think it was called something like When Women Played Hardball by Susan Johnson. That is a great memoir of a girl, a bat girl for the Rockford Peaches, and her memory of those days.
So I'm glad you mentioned your book. I was going to mention that shortly. Tell us a little bit about the kind of research that was available to you. And I'm guessing that when you were writing this, it was pre-internet. The availability of such information wasn't as readily available as it is now. So was it difficult to find material on women in baseball?
It was very difficult, and I was chuckling because right now I'm putting together the final volume, volume three of what I call Research Notes for Women at Play, The Story of Women in Baseball, and it's just a publication of all my research notes for scholars and teachers and research papers and baseball scholars, and I am chuckling because it's so different now. If I want to know something, I can look it up on newspaper archives. But back then, when I was researching Women at Play, which was roughly 1987 to 1993, There was no internet. I remember going to a library and looking in a card catalog and looking under baseball and looking for a subdivision, girls or women. There were no such subdivisions. Then I looked under women's sports and looked for baseball, and it wasn't there. Hockey was there, but baseball was not there. So I had no books to use as secondary resource material. I had to do all original research, and this meant traveling to or calling libraries around the country, asking them to send me microfilm or microfiche, hours in front of in a dark room scrolling through that. And it also meant visiting graveyards and finding information from about a person's life through burial records. Yes, and interviews. I just did, I think, hundreds if not thousands of hours of telephone interviews with women who were in their 80s and 90s back in the 1980s who had played in the year 1900.
Now, what about some of the names we hear, like Jackie Mitchell? Can you tell us who Jackie Mitchell was?
Jackie Mitchell, well, at the age of 17 in 1931, well, first of all, she grew up, her father was she's one of three daughters from, originally she was born in Memphis, but her parents moved to Chattanooga. Her father was an eye doctor, and he was a baseball fan, and he taught Jackie how to pitch. And then they lived next door to the great pitcher, Dazzy Vance, who also taught Jackie to refine her pitching skills. She was a softball. And in 1931, as a publicity stunt, the Chattanooga Lookouts, I think they were a AAA team, assigned her to pitch against the Yankees as they were heading north from spring training. And she faced Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and struck them out. And then she was removed from the game and the male pitcher came back in.
Now, I think you have people asking, was that a legitimate pitching performance or a publicity stunt? And in that, were Lou Gehrig and Ruth in on the fix, so to speak?
You know, no, I don't know how to answer that question. There's still debate on this. The films are available. There's a few seconds of film showing her doing this. Some people look at the, and this is not a male-female divide. That is, that there are women who look at the film and say, no, she didn't strike them out. They deliberately struck out. And there are men who say, yes, she did strike them out. Jackie maintained all her life, up until the end, that it was not a stunt, that she really struck them out. Ruth and Gehrig absolutely never told anyone, even their teammates, that they were doing this on purpose. So I tend to believe it really happened. I've seen the film, and I'm not convinced that it's fake.
Is it my recollection that based on this event, Judge Landis came down with a proclamation barring women from signing contracts for professional baseball?
Yes, and I said so in my book, Women at Play, because the people I had interviewed told me that that is what Jackie said. And I have since that time, that is, Jackie said that Judge Landis told her she could no longer play baseball. Women weren't permitted to play baseball. There is actually no written proof of that. There's only Jackie's words in newspaper articles. But no one has yet found any edicts that came down from Landis. And yet the Chattanooga Lookout let her go. Her contract was not enforced, and she went to play with a traveling team.
Now, you have scattered instances of women who have signed with teams to pitch in spring training or pitch batting practice. Do you ever think there'll come a time when Major League Baseball will allow, I don't know if allow is even the correct word, where there will be a woman in professional baseball at the Major League level?
Well, my heartfelt reaction to that is, I sure hope so. I will say that things seem to be moving in that direction. I mean, if we could stand above this earthly struggle and look at it decade by decade, I would say it is moving in that direction. But whether it'll happen, I don't know. There is just this tremendous resistance from Major League Baseball to having women in the game as players or as umpires.
Now, you have the instances where there is a women's professional basketball league, there is a women's professional soccer, there's women's professional or semi-professional tackle football. Why is there no women's professional baseball?
I ask myself that question almost every day. I don't know. I do know that when it comes to there being a strike, such as a baseball strike, football strike, basketball strike, the public in general seems to be much more sympathetic to any player who's going on strike except a baseball player. The public really, really resents that, and I've always thought that what that meant was that we think of baseball as an everyman's game, that anyone could do it, you know, except for a lucky break, I would be there in the major leagues. You don't have to be supersized. You don't have to play baseball well. And so I think that somehow that gets contorted to where anyone can play. And I don't want to go watch women play baseball because that could be me instead. In other words, I could watch women play basketball because I'm not that skilled. I can watch women play football because I'm not that skilled. But baseball, I'm as good as they are, and I don't want to see them play. But, you know, that's just my own personal opinion as to why, of all the sports, there's no support for women in baseball.
Hmm. Interesting take. Now, what's your opinion on baseball books written specifically for women? A few years ago, there were two that came out in proximity, A Cool Chick's Guide to Baseball and It Takes More Than Balls, A Savvy Girl's Guide to Understanding and Enjoying Baseball. Do you have any problem with a book that's tailored for that kind of audience? Or anything that'll get women interested is okay with you?
Oh, it's kind of both. I do have a problem, but on the other hand, anything that gets women interested works, I think. I actually know of both those books, but I haven't read either. I've seen them in bookstores. I think that if some women feel, as some girls and women feel, that they need a book of their own, to make a pun, to explain baseball to them, then I see that there's absolutely nothing wrong with such books.
Now, you've mentioned Jean Ardell, and of course there's your books. Are there any other books that you've enjoyed about women in baseball or written by women?
Well, yes, I think there are, and I think that they lean much more strongly toward nonfiction than toward fiction, but I also read fiction, and I'm very interested in novels about women in baseball. But speaking of nonfiction, because that's mostly what we've been talking about, I am really looking forward to Deborah Shattuck's forthcoming book, which will probably be out in 2016. I don't know its title, but it is a collection of every newspaper article in the country in the 19th century detailing women playing baseball. And I think it's going to be something like 800 pages, and it will be a wonderful, wonderful resource for anyone doing research. I read Jennifer Ring's first book, Stolen Bases, about why in other countries women can play sports such as baseball, but why in the U.S. they're discouraged. And she has a new book out called A Game of Their Own, which is interviews with women who have played on the USA team, baseball, women's baseball team for the World Cup. And I'm looking forward to reading that. Let me see. I have on my shelf but haven't read yet Judy Johnson's Watching the Game, her memoirs, which I think you mentioned. There's children's nonfiction. Michelle Green, I read her book about Mamie Peanuts Johnson of the Negro Leagues, A Strong Right Arm. I also read Deborah Hopkinson's picture book, Girl Wonder, The Story of Alta Wise. One of the very first books, I think it came out in 1994, a year after mine, for young adults, it's still in print, called A Whole New Ball Game. It's on the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League by Sue Macy. And women writers who write about baseball don't necessarily write only about women in baseball, although that was... Marissa Moss, who writes children's books, wrote Barbed Wire Baseball, about the experience of Japanese Americans in internment camps. And she also wrote a very popular selling children's book on Jackie Mitchell called Mighty Jackie. So there are dozens and dozens of such books.
Well, I'm thinking of someone who immediately comes to mind is Jane Levy, who wrote some excellent biographies on
yes.
Mickey Mantle and Sandy Koufax.
Yes, yes.
As well as
I'm
novels. She also wrote an entertaining novel prior to those biographies.
Oh, I'm not familiar. What is the name of her book?
Oh, you know, I should have done. I should have prepared a little better. I'm not sure, but a lot of these books, I find a lot of baseball fiction revolves around the same idea of a sports writer who's narrating an event, and I believe that hers was a female sports writer who's narrating a specific event or season for a team. So these are usually hers is not. I don't think hers is a mystery novel, but a lot of these are in the forms of mysteries because they can be behind the scenes as a narrator and still have access to everything.
Right. I'll have to look it up after our conversation here. Of course, but speaking of mysteries and women in baseball, the pioneer in this was Allison Gordon, who was actually the first. Yes, and she was the first female sports reporter in the American League covering the Blue Jays. And I remember when her books came out in the late 70s, I think early 80s, I read them all. I think she did five mysteries with, just as you say, a sports reporter. I think her fictional character had a name something like Kate Henry. And I think she fictionalized the Blue Jays under the name the Toronto Titans. But so she had a reporter in baseball. And I found those very enjoyable. In fact, I think that this year there's a mystery that might have just been published last month. It's called The Perfect Game. I haven't read it yet. I think the author is a woman. I think her name is Leslie Kirby, I think. I'm looking forward to reading that because my two passions are baseball and mystery, and whenever they're combined, you know, it's a must-read for me.
Well, I'll just mention briefly, there's also another woman who's written a baseball novel, Susan Patrone, who's publishing
yes.
Throw Like a Woman. That is just
yes.
about to drop. So I just received a copy of that, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to get you out of here on this. Do you think there's a book about a topic of women in baseball that still needs to be written?
I think I would love to see a book about a female umpire. I don't think that's been written.
Actually, there have been a couple of memoirs. Pam Postima, I believe, came out with one.
I remember reading that. It didn't feel like it was really her memoirs to me. It felt like the ghostwriter took over.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. And was there a second one?
There was, the name escapes me, but there is a woman umpire, Penny Barber, who's active
yes.
now, and I've met her on occasion, and she's quite entertaining in her anecdotes, and maybe that's on her radar at some point.
Yes, I hope so. I know Perry, and I will encourage her in that direction. The reason I answered the way I did was my mind was still in fiction, and I was thinking a novel about a female umpire would be such fun. But but you're right about the Pam Postima book. I think I would really enjoy a book to answer this question about a team. That is to say, which possibly Jennifer Ring's new book is, A Game of Their Own, the Voices of Contemporary Women in Baseball. I don't know. But it would be a fun experience to look at the story of women in baseball through the eyes of members of a team. Now, I think that there's probably still a lot that can be done.
Good, very good.
I just don't know what it is.
Something to look forward to. Well, Barbara Gregory,
right.
Thank you very much for talking to us today, and we hope you enjoy the new season.
Thank you. Same to you, Ron. Bye.
And that was the Bookshelf Conversation with Barbara Gregorich. Tune in again next time when our guest will be Phil Pepe, author of the new book, Yankee Doodles, Inside the Locker Room with Mickey, Yogi, Reggie, and Derek. And for the latest news in baseball books, literature, movies, etc., visit Ron Kaplan's baseballbookshelf.com. Thanks, everybody. See you next time. Columbus had sat in the stands, had seen Matty pitching that fader so grand. He'd have said, boys, I'm glad I decided.